And the survey says...
That's what they say. Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. And not only do you teach English, you're involved with the American Heritage Dictionary Usage Survey. What is that and who participates?
If you look in the American Heritage Dictionary, with words that have some kind of usage issue, there's often a note and it'll say something like 80% of the panel rejects this usage. And I'll ask people, well, who's on the panel? And they say, I don't know, but I'm sure they know what they're doing.
But now you know. So spill.
So the panel is about 200 people. It involves writers. So Rita Dove is on it, Tobias Wolff, Margaret Atwood. There are some people who will be familiar to NPR listeners, Garrison Keillor, Frank DeFord, Nina Totenberg, along with Antonin Scalia. We're all on the panel together. And about once a year, we get a written survey asking us about the acceptability of particular constructions.
So what's on the survey? What sorts of things are you looking at?
We get a whole range. So we get some issues that will strike readers as ones they're worried about. So a word like irregardless, is that okay? But then sometimes they're much more subtle. On the most recent ballot, which I got about 2 weeks ago, there's a question about what preposition should come after bored. Is it bored with, bored by, bored of?
I'm never bored. What is it, though? What's the answer?
I started to look at actual usage. It looks like speakers mostly use bored with, sometimes use bored by, and only occasionally use bored of. And I think of the three, the one I would notice as striking my ear as slightly odd would be bored of. I see you nodding. Is that true for
you? Absolutely. What are some of the other words?
One of the ones that came up on this is lay lie, which is causing speakers all kinds of problems in distinguishing between those two verbs.
And have we heard that lately? They're laying low.
And I think that's the point, is that we are hearing it a lot. We're hearing lay used without an object, where people use lay where traditionally speakers would have used lie. So what I'm being asked to do is say, okay, at what point does usage govern correctness? If this is something everyone's doing on radio, on television, even in more formal writing, at some point do we say, this is acceptable, this is fine?
So that brings me to the point, what's the point of the panel?
I think the most useful thing the panel does is alert dictionary users to things they might get judged by. It's not that we on the panel are right, but we're giving you a sense of how the language might get judged when you use it.
Thanks, Anne. Very interesting.
Look forward to seeing you next week.